Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The other day I played a clip of a girl, her name is Jasmine Crockett, a woman, girl, whatever. And she's a representative, I think from Texas, I'm not sure. And essentially she said black people are stupid. This is a black woman. And I touched on it and we covered it a little bit in the sense of the minority vote, how the Democrats have sort of taken it for granted, co-opted it, and modified it. They've changed the way. Let me put it this way. Democrats would tell you what they think about black people, and what they tell you and what they do are two different things. And interestingly, these are things a Republican would never say. This is the most racist thing, one of the most racist things that can come out of a person's mouth. The total disregard for black people, and she doesn't even recognize it. So I want to play that clip again, and I want to talk about this in a bit more depth and from a different point of view than just Biden and the Democrats losing the black vote. I want you to understand this. I want you to feel what I'm feeling when you hear this.
Here's the deal. Perception is reality. And so when you look at the data that was provided in this poll, it talks about how people feel. And when people decide whether they're going to the poll or whether they're not going to the poll, it's all about how you feel in that moment. And so while the facts may not align with their feelings are dictating their reality. Their reality is that they said that they feel better or they felt better when Trump was in office. But we've been trying to push back. We've got some very popular African-American artists that are out here saying things like, oh, I got checks when Trump was in office. I want those checks again, not understanding that that really came from Congress. Mm-hmm. So we've got a couple of things, the perception issue, and then we also have an issue as it relates to civics in this country and people not understanding exactly how any of this works.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Probably one of the most stupid comments. This is along the lines of Hank Johnson saying Guam will tip over. Unbelievable. She says we need a lesson in civics. Please, somebody explain to me, what did she say that has anything to do with civics other than she says Congress is the one who writes the checks? Now, what she's saying, I believe, is Congress is the one who makes appropriations. And that might be technically correct, but as I said when we talked about this the other day, leftists don't get it. The money comes from the sweat of the people. Without that, there is nothing. We don't need government. And I always hearken back to the days where, what happened before we had a currency? People would say, okay, you're the cobbler, you make shoes, you're the blacksmith, so you shoe the horses, you're the general merchant, you're the farmer, you're the rancher, you're the doctor, you're the dentist, and based on need, they determined the value of those services. Now, if you're in an agrarian society and a guy makes tools and you got to plow the field, the guy that makes the tools is a pretty amazing guy. But he's got to deal with the blacksmith because that's the guy that's bending the metal that probably helps him make the tools. He may also be dealing with people that, you know, cut down trees, lumberjacks, to get his lumber. And all through that process, people figure out who's worth what. Let me tell you, the value of something that varies with what the need is. And I'll give you an example. If you're hungry, the value of food goes way up. Somebody can hand you a hammer and it could be worth $1,000. It could be gold plated. But if you're hungry, you want the food. You don't want the hammer. Well, maybe you do to burn it, you know, melt it down and go get the money. But you know what I'm saying. Don't try to play games with me. The value of something is your need. Based on your need. Now, if you don't need it and you can bargain shop, you can lower the value, if you will. But that's how it was done. So people said, okay, well, you've got tomatoes. You're the one that's growing vegetables or you're the one that's raising cattle. I got to eat. I'll negotiate with you with services to do this, that, and the other. And the only reason why government steps in is to make sure, is it fair? Is it equitable? But given the society that we could all build, we could all say, okay, we're going to make sure everybody eats, but the farmer's going to make sure he's got a good living, that he's got a house, electricity, running water, blah, blah, blah. We also got to make sure that the guy that can build the house makes a living. So if we all collectively got together and said, we're going to get like the Amish and say, we're going to build Brother Jedediah's new barn, I think we could get along. The problem is when you have a bunch of takers. And that's what leftists are. But we don't need government. A person can say, I'll negotiate with you with my food if you will come over on Saturday and help me build my new barn. And everybody, we all in agreement, Brother Kevin. Okay, done. So I'm going to feed everybody. Make sure if I'm the farmer, that's what I'm going to do. If I'm the rancher, that's what I'm going to do. The fisherman. And government stepped in and said, well, it's all not fair. We got to put a value on it. Let's have a currency. I get how it all evolved. But the fruits of the labor come from the people doing the labor. Government is an overlay. And it's become such a huge overlay. And we've ignored it little by little. Well, we got to educate the kids. We certainly got to build roads and bridges. We got to have a legal system. We need police. We need this or that. And next thing you know, you're paying 60-70% of your income to run government. And when you, as she said, try to push back against them, they revolt. They say, your feelings don't matter. Oh, you want to charge a lot of money for you know, you want to get mad and talk about how much it's costing you to live, how much we're taking from you. How dare you? How dare you look at your perception as reality? She says the polls are about how people feel in the moment and that the facts may not align with those feelings. And she's mad that black rappers are saying, I got them checks when Trump was in office. What, you know what she just said to you? You may not realize this. What she said is this. She said, black folks are waking up. The people who are our messengers, if you want to think of them as that, these rappers are saying, whoa, wait a minute. Maybe Snoop was wrong when he criticized Trump, because he certainly didn't criticize him before Trump became president, and neither did the rappers who were rapping about him. Now, the brothers are starting to see, you know what? They will persecute that white man, that rich white man, the same way they persecute us. You see, she doesn't want your perception to be reality, and that's why she struck out against the black rappers. Your facts don't align with your feelings, that you feel better with Trump. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retool things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network. Items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely. Products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Our economy is in crappy shape. The left doesn't want to admit it. You can spin it. You can make it look good. Oh, Joe Biden reduced the deficit by $1 trillion or whatever. It's fake news. Up from COVID spending. They don't want to tell you the truth because the truth is not good news. The unemployment rate dropped for the first time to the lowest in nearly 54 years. Yeah, but what they won't tell you is it doesn't pay to work. What good is the unemployment rate? And by the way, those statistics are crazy. The economy added 13.9 million jobs, putting the total 4.5 million higher than pre-pandemic. You know what they're telling you? Joe Biden's created 4.5 million jobs since he's been president. Over 3 years. And so if you do the math on it, that's, you know, a couple hundred thousand jobs. It's not even a couple hundred thousand a month. It's like 100,000 jobs a month, maybe 125,000 jobs a month. That's dismal. That more people die and go into the job force. I think they say it's like 150,000 people per month. That's equilibrium. If you're doing less than that, then you're losing pace. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. 8255. So they want to count the people who lost their jobs during the scamdemic and then say, well, he's created 13.9 million jobs. No, he didn't. The majority of those people got the jobs back that they had. They don't want to tell you that. Because Democrats like lying to you. They like trying to sell you. So it's almost like these guys go, okay, look, we know this is doo-doo, but it's the ice cream. You can lick it. If it smells bad. No, 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 no. That's not doo-doo. That's a terrible analogy. But you get the point. Here's one. Here's a bullet point. Inflation surged to the highest level in over 40 years. Despite slowing the rise lately, consumer prices are nearly up 17.1% overall, gasoline 50.3%. Now, you have numbers, empirical numbers. You know what you were paying for gas when Trump left, and you know what you're paying now. They keep these figures. Now, with gasoline, maybe that's the case. But let me tell you, with food, that is a lie. It's a vicious lie. I know what it costs. Look, I got brands. I'm a creature of habit. I buy the same salsa, the same brand of chips, etc. Do you realize, I don't know if people know this, a bag of Lay's Doritos, the bigger bags, not the biggest, the biggest bag might cost you $6 in a big city. But it's certainly going to cost you over $4. In the time of Trump, that big bag was like $2.79. Now, you can't, if you could find a bag of Doritos that's not on sale for under $4, I'm talking about the big bag, not even the jumbo bag, the big bag, you've got a deal. Have you seen the price of Cokes? Any drink? $10 for a 12 pack. I'm almost positive. Went to the grocery store the other day. Melissa and I were like, what? So we bought, I think I mentioned this, we bought the cheap ones. We bought the off-brand, Big K. I think it was Big K. I like Big K. It was actually good. But man, are you kidding me? And then somebody, I forget, it was a lady, I was like in the line with her on another day, and she was buying some Cokes or something like that. And I remember saying, woo, you know, I hit the lotto. It was like buying eggs not that long ago or getting toilet paper. Remember when you would, I think it was eggs that were so expensive. When people were buying eggs, we would be like, oh, but look at someone showing off over an egg. You ready to hear some other stuff? Average weekly earnings haven't kept pace with prices. Adjusting for inflation, real weekly earnings dropped 3.9%. That's almost 4%. This reminds me of Bogota, Colombia, when I was over there. And the currency was so bad in Colombia that they dialed in the prices every day. And the women would go get their husband's check, run to the bank, cash the check, then go to the market and buy stuff because the currency, the devaluation was happening so fast that the money was worthless. That's essentially what they're telling you. Your money after you work in the time of Biden loses 4% a week. How long can we keep that up? Wow. That's a bad data point. Especially going into an election year. The U.S. murder rate declined by one half of a point. So there's a little less killing in the Democratic cities. That's practically non-existent. And to be honest with you, they don't even know. They don't know murder from moonshine. I mean, these people, look at in the weekend, they'll say, 57 people shot. We guesstimate that 13 were dead. As if they don't know how to count dead bodies. They don't know because many of the murders, these people don't even go to the hospital. They can't even count it. Anyway, they said the economy expanded. So apparently we're still growing. Let me tell you what the expanding economy is. You paying so much more for things that you normally would get, it looks like the GDP is expanding. It's fake. It's a lie. It's a lie. Yeah. Inflation adjusted median household. You ready for this? Median household income went down 2.7%. But the official poverty rate is the same as the year before Joe Biden took office. That's what they reported. I'm giving you data points because I want you to understand where things are. Those lacking life insurance went down by 0.7 percentage points by one measure and 1.3 by another. Here, I thought everybody had insurance. I thought Obamacare took care of everybody. It's going to pay for me. It's going to pay all my bills. It's going to pay my bills. Why are they giving us this data point? Crude production is up 10.7%. Imports are up 7.4%. Well, isn't that a net of only, you know, crude production? In other words, we're still importing, but we've increased crude production. Why? Because Joe Biden went away from Donald Trump's stuff. His policies that worked, that had us energy independent. Home ownership rates had barely budged under Biden. Nobody's buying houses. They can't afford them, especially with these interest rates. They gave us some numbers. The U.S. accepted 60,014 refugees in fiscal year 2023. Highest amount in 7 years, but less than half of Biden's campaign goal of admitting 125,000. Now, that's refugees. But if you are just walking over across the border, we admitted millions. Why would you even declare refugee status? Just come on across, baby. Number of apprehensions. You ready for this? Those trying to cross the border crept back up recently. I love this. You ready for this data point? 300%. It's up overall. But it crept back up. Moody's downgraded our credit rating. That's the reason why I'm telling you all these data points. Moody's downgraded us. The same way we downgraded the presidency. You surprised? I don't think you are. Trade deficit up by 24.6%. We need our old president back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Israel and Hamas war, now in its 40th day, the Israeli military has raided the Gaza Strip's main hospital and said it's a targeted operation against Hamas. If you're not happy with the presidential field, you're not alone. Over half of American voters want additional candidates in the 2024 presidential race, with 52% expressing that preference, including 72% of independents and 58% of Democrats. U.S. officials report that a drone, which an American warship intercepted, appears to have originated from Yemen. The USS Thomas Hudner engaged the drone, which was not its intended target. A Wisconsin jury has found a woman guilty of poisoning another woman with eye drops. Jesse Kershesky stole money from Lynn Hernan and later killed her to cover up the fraud. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
My producers tend to find things that I don't necessarily look for myself, but I'm always glad to find, you know, things that interest me that sort of validate what I think. And this one we didn't necessarily find because I know the guy. Well, his name is Kurt Schlichter. He writes for Town Hall, former colonel in the military. We're buddies. Been to a few events together. And Kurt has a very interesting way of writing. And essentially, he's validated what I say. And that's when I tend to look at people's stuff. Because what I want to do when I'm presenting stuff is I don't want you thinking, oh, Kevin, you got this from something. No. These opinions are mine. They get melded and molded by titles and things that I see, visual memes and things like that, the same way your mind works. Mine just might be a little more fertile from time to time because I do it all the time and I use it for this purpose. So welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Again, Kurt Schlichter says, leave it to the Germans to come up with a word for every bizarre confluence of feelings and emotions like Schadenfreude. The shameful joy at others' pain. Have you ever felt that, by the way? Some shot in fruit, somebody stubs their toe or falls down, and you can't help but chuckle. We've all felt that, right? Well, they've got that word for it, and he says that's what Republicans are experiencing regarding the Democrats right now, except there's nothing shameful about our delight at their misfortune. We're enjoying it. And there should be a German word for what Democrats are experiencing right now in their party. And he says, how about Jew-hating jerks and sad libs? You could have done a little better on that one, Kurt. Like maybe Jew-herding jerks and sad Libenfreud. Something like that. Anyway, he goes on. Sure, we Republicans, we have our issues. You've heard me say this very thing, haven't you? We've got our issues. Gee, let me tell you what our issues are. We have a part of the Republican Party that's been revamped, been remade. It has got a backbone. It represents the people. And then we have the establishment Republican Party, which is part of the Uniparty. So this us against them isn't the Republicans against other Republicans. It's the Republicans against Democrat light. Kurt goes on to explain it. So, again, validation of what I've been saying. And the reason why I like this is because I'm saying things and you're listening going, Kevin, that's nothing new. You're just validating what I'm thinking. And you're exactly right. You would be right. You might not say it in that country voice, but that's what you're thinking. It's a validation. And it isn't me placating you. I'm not like, well, let me see. What could I say to my audience to make them sticky, make them smart, hang around? I want you to hang around, but I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to do something that, well, it's out of character for me. You either like it or you don't. If you don't, there's lots of places to listen. Lord knows, I don't have a big enough audience to, let me put it a different way. maybe if I were a little more soft, I'd have a bigger audience. Don't know, and here's the sad part. Don't care. I can only be me. And I know that's the way most of you who are supporting what we do, you appreciate that. So Kurt goes on. He says, our party is changing in real time. You look at the Republican coalition of 30 years ago, maybe even 20 years ago. It was completely different than the coalition we have today. It's so true. Even the perception of what Republicans were. I'm telling you, I marvel that we have such a different, we're a different party than what I thought it was. And I don't mean in a bad way. I'm just saying the evolution of what I see the Republican Party to be has changed dramatically. But I don't think Republicanism has. He goes on the economy side, we have populist. On the foreign policy side, we're not hawks anymore. I can tell you, I've changed on war. I can honestly tell you, I used to be, well, you know, if the government says we got to go to war, you got to go to war. This is the way it is. Now I'm like, no, we don't. We do not have to go to war. Don't put somebody's kid's life on the line over what we go to war for. If we were to go to war for real reasons like WW2, I'd say we got to go to war. But the stuff we do now, I wouldn't go to war for it. He says, some of those on our side make the old-time hippie peaceniks look like Lieutenant Colonel Kilgore. I don't know what that reference is, so can't speak to that. He says, and then there's tension and change. You've got Donald Trump and DeSantis as the faces of the new Republican Party, and we have Nikki Haley and Mike Pence as the faces of 2004. He writes, the chaos is not surprising, because in a constitutional system like ours, both parties have an interest in building and maintaining a coalition that reaches 50% plus one of the electorate. But that necessitates strange bedfellows. But there are no bedfellows stranger than the freak show types that make up the Democratic coalition. Now you can hear my voice in his writing, can't you? That's what I call them, freaks, freak show. A magic act, kabuki theater. Do you think the Republicans have the problem with the hardcores battling the squishes? Says, the Democrats have an even bigger challenge. Half of their party wants to murder the other half. I don't think we have those kind of battles inside. I don't know about you. I disagree with Romney. I've never thought I wanted to hurt him in any way. I disagree with Lindsey Graham, Susan Collins. I can name a bunch of them. I disagree with a lot of people on the left. I've never wanted to do them any harm. They want to kill each other, and they certainly want to kill us. And Schleister, he recognizes this. He says, when a portion of your electorate is genocide curious, I love that term. Genocide curious. As if it's some sort of sexual orientation. That's what I like about Schleister. He will come up with some stuff that's pretty clever. Anyway, he says, is genocide curious towards another huge portion of your electorate, you've got real problems. The Democrat Party leader has to walk a tightrope. The problem is, Dem Party leader Joe Biden can barely walk a sidewalk. He's got to balance these two different groups, and here he uses another term, that which is why I like his writing. Palestinians, who never met a terrorist they didn't like, or Jew they didn't want to see murdered, and the regular Democrats, who've gotten pretty leftist themselves, but aren't willing to take the leap into embracing a new Holocaust. And make no mistake, a new Holocaust is exactly what the wokesters are talking about when they chant, from the river to the sea. The party will no longer obfuscate this issue if it can, because it might splinter their party. I'm going to stop there for just a second because this is so profound. I talk about what we've been forced to talk about, but we should have been talking about this a long time ago. The abject racism, in-your-face racism of the left. And we've, look, there's hardly a person that that hasn't said to me or thought this, Kevin, what's it like to be a black conservative? I mean, you guys take so much heat. What they're telling me is, Kevin, you're hated. You're openly hated. People cheer against you, conspire against you on the left inside of your own race of people don't like you. Then there's the left that doesn't like you, and they train these ignorant black people to not like you. What is that like? What must that be like? And then there's a part of them that are like, well, and we don't quite know what to do with you either. I mean, that's the element on the right saying we don't know quite what to do. We certainly want to help, but we don't really want to. It's almost like LBJ. We'll give you a little help, but not enough to get you by. You know, not enough for you to help yourself, but enough to get you by. Because if the Republican Party were smart, they would absolutely embrace the black folks that are out there fighting that fight in front of them. We are the Navy SEALs, if you will, of the Republican and the conservative movement. I'm not going to split any hairs. We are. But we can't get the Republican Party to do the right thing. But even with that, and by the way, that's a big deal. I'm not going to leave it. I'm going to come back to it probably in the break because we're going to have to continue this. But Schleister recognizes that no matter what problems we have, and we do, and that one I just described is one of the biggest, we need new thought leaders in our party. But whatever problems we may have, the Democrats want to kill each other. Openly. The Democrats want to support, they support the religion of peace, jokingly I say that, Islam, who would throw gays off of buildings. They support gender mutilation of women. I mean, it is the anti-feminist movement if there ever was one. They have made blacks completely subservient in this crazy system. I jokingly say there's no blacks in the future. It's like the Jetsons. There are no blacks in the Democrats' future. I wrote a piece on AI that explains exactly that. When the Democrats get to the point where they can manipulate data and get rid of black folks, they will use it as a threat. Don't think they're going to keep us around committing crimes and stuff. First, Lisa wrote a heck of a piece. When we come back, we're going to continue to explore.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s,
affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Validation, vindication, call it whatever you want. You don't, we don't need any of that because it would imply that we thought we were wrong. I don't need to be vindicated. Everything I've said, the predictions I've made, they're true. We're the salt of the earth as conservatives. We do what we're supposed to do. We follow the rules for the most part. We're flawed human beings, not deserving of the grace of God. But you know what? We have a moral core. We guide ourselves with ethics and canons, things that we live by. And we stick to it. The Democrats don't. And that's why they've got a major problem. The problem that we have in the Republican Party is when we extricate ourselves from those who do not follow Republican or conservative principles. That's it. Biblical stuff. You don't need a government, a constitution to tell you this stuff, right from wrong. Everything, every piece of who you are is in the Bible, I'm not getting all biblical here, but I'm just, I mean, I am to some degree, but I'm just telling you, it's all there. Yeah, I don't need a constitution to tell me stuff. I'm glad that men codified it in writing. Kevin, you can do this, and all men are created equal. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for telling me what God already told me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We stand on principle, and when people don't, and they act as if they're all sanctimonious. Oh, we're the one. We're the people of character, says Mike Pence or Mitt Romney. We're going to get into them in just a bit. But they're not people of character. They fool you into believing they are. You want to know who are the people of character? The people who tell you who they are, who will admit their faults to you, who don't try to hide themselves from you. Those are the people, the Donald Trumps of the world. The guy that I talked about in my men's ministry that said, I'm a sexaholic. Oh, boy, when I got married, I had to learn a whole new set of techniques so that I would stay, you know, firm in my marriage, blah, blah, blah. Good for him. Admit it. There are those of us who we've committed the sins. Everything being spoken about, we've done it. We're not sanctimonious. Yeah, they look at Kavanaugh, who I got fired over him. He was a heck of a guy, but he'd done things as a kid. We got to see him front and center. And I'll tell you what, make him the Pope, for goodness sakes, given his life. I know people who are far worse as human beings. My father was one. Many ways, I can tell you, I couldn't have lived up to the standard that they put Brett Kavanaugh through. I'm no choir boy. Still am not. Still got my demons. You've got your demons, you've got desires, but I've got a few of my own. I don't want to go all Eagles on you, but yes, one of these nights. We got our demons, we all do, and we deal with them, and we deal with them openly and honestly. It's okay. You are flawed. You know what? I believe you. I believe in you. It's not about you. You know, Melissa's always telling our son, you do things wrong. You know, it's not you, it's the thing you did. And the thing that you got to understand is that you can change the things that you decide to do. I want to get back to this. Huge problem for the Democrats, Kurt Schlichter's writing, going into an election year. And he says, as I've observed before, a lot of them say they would rather die than vote for Trump. And next year they may have the opportunity to prove it. Because he's talking about this Jewish group, the Jews who want to support Palestinians, the gays who want to support the Palestinians. He says coalition shifts over time are not necessarily a bad thing. The old Republican Party became stale, ineffective, impotent, and that old faction still finds voice in publications like The Bulwark, whose staffers are stale, ineffective, and impotent. First, the Tea Party, then the populist movement brought new energy and vitality into the GOP while maintaining some common ground. I wholeheartedly second that. That is exactly what the Tea Party did. I was part of it, proudly so. I used to fight when people would say, we did not use the Tea Party name. Really? Well, abandon your own name, princess. Says, we all liked America, the Tea Party. We all liked capitalism, though the old school Republicans seemed to like the old corporate crony kind of capitalism, while the new Republicans like the capitalist capitalism. But it still provides a big contrast with the Democrats who want to redistribute the wealth to their constituents. As the late, great Joe the Plumber, one of my good buddies, said, who passed away not too long ago at the age of 49, why do I got to give the money I've earned to some waitress? She chose that job. It's got nothing to do with me. And we do believe in the greater good. And there's a tax base, a tax policy that says, here's what's fair. Here's what we believe to be fair. And we get to challenge that as constituents. But the Democrats say, no, you don't get to challenge that. We're just going to do it. We're going to figure out what we want to do. And he's making the contrast between the Tea Party, the new Republican Party, and what the Democrats still believe. He goes on. He says, further, the libertarian leanings that the Tea Party and populist Republicans brought into the party made it more attractive, you ready for this, to outsiders who had previously been driven away by the fire and brimstone vibe of the old GOP. I liken this to the way I was raised in the church, to believe that God was an evil God, that he was mean-spirited and he was going to, you know, smite me for my sins, when in fact, he says, I know you're not perfect. I want you to come to me. The same way when a child makes a mistake, you're a good parent if you discipline them, but then bring them to you and love on them still. Makes me want to raise my other boys differently because they have two, you know, three that are older. And I was the dad that disciplined and didn't go back and correct. Thankfully, moms did. So that's a good thing. Anyway, he says, change can be good. The current changes may be good. Whether they are good or not, though, they are happening. The Republican Party is in flux. You can't imagine a J.D. Vance or a Josh Hawley 20 years ago. Back then, everyone aspired to be Mitt Romney. Now most Republicans wouldn't spit on Mitt Romney if he were on fire. So true. I was sucked into the idea of what a Mitt Romney represented. He looked the part. I did the same thing with a guy in South Dakota, Thune, John Thune. I thought, man, he looks the part. Total rhinos. Old school Republicans that don't, they're so detached from us, they don't even know what we stand for. He says, for the Republicans, though, this is normal political change. Parties evolve over time to meet the needs of their constituents. They change or go away. There are not a lot of Whigs around anymore. But the Democrats face a different issue, he says, an existential one. It's very hard to have a coalition that includes factions that want to murder other factions of your party. Progressive Jewish Democrats have been an important component of the Democrats for a century. Now the whole woke left faction has decided it's going to try to center its intersectionality around the elimination of the Jews. And they don't even try to hide it. They deny anti-Semitism and then swing right into it. With them, it's not even a dog whistle, it's a bullhorn. The party is so scared of splintering, it kind of could not even summon up a majority of Democrats willing to censure the loathsome Rashida Tlaib, whose name in Arabic apparently means Himmler. And they've given the worst possible people in charge. He says they have the worst possible people in charge to deal with the crisis. Joe Biden was an idiot before he became a senile idiot, he writes. And he's got to figure out this balancing act. That's why you get nonsense from him in response to one faction calling for a ceasefire so Hamas can regroup to kill more Jews, and another faction that doesn't want a ceasefire so Israel can kill more terrorists. He tries to sidestep the conundrum. Instead of a ceasefire, he's babbling about a pause. A pause is apparently different from a ceasefire because in a ceasefire, you cease firing. And in a pause, you cease firing. That's quintessential Schleister. If you get a chance, you should read his work. Great guy. And he's explaining the problem. Look, folks, we got problems as Republicans. But our problems, I always say this, our problems are fixable. Because I don't want to tell you how to be. If we're working towards the same goal, I'm cool. I had a board meeting the other day. We were talking about putting in a new software package. And somebody else said, you know, we debated it or whatever. But at the end of the day, here's what we all knew. You got to have a new accounting package because you can't spend 8 days closing. You're a third of the way through the month. You can't spend half the quarter to get your quarterly reports done. You need a system that will let you get this, let a close happen within 3 days and let you get your quarterly reports within a week. Maybe 10 days max. He says, he's hopeless, talking about Joe Biden. With the recent polls showing that, you know, he's certain to lose, he says we're going to see a lot more pressure on him to drop out. And that, again, validating what I've already said. But he says, but if you do convince him to drop out, which is unimaginable, considering his ego, and of course the ego of his wife, but he says, let's assume he does. Who gets the brass ring? The Palestinian faction, of which Kamala Harris is a charter member? Who? Great points, Kurt.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm one.